Christina.
Hi, Christina. My name is Jeremiah with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I got your web registration here, and I was wondering if you have a few minutes right now.
I do, yes, and I actually have one of the co-owners here in my office. Is it okay if I put you on speaker?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hold on just a moment.
Sure.
Okay, Jeremy. My name is Christina, and then I also have Lucy, who is co-owner.
Hi.
Hi, Lucy.
How
are you?
I'm good.
Good. So I got the web registration here, and why don't you guys tell me a little bit what you're looking for, and I can see if I can kind of point you in the right direction here.
Okay. Well, we are currently up for renewal on our on a line of credit that we have and that we've had for years as an SBA line of credit, but we're looking at refinancing at least a portion of that for longer term, taking it out of the line of credit and making it a maybe a year or something like that, a longer term loan.
Yeah, and that's through KeyBank, actually.
KeyBank. Okay. So what do you guys owe right now on that KeyBank?
The total is 700.
Okay. 700K. And what's the interest rate on that?
It's at 5% even.
5%. Okay. So you guys are looking to pay that down? Is that what you want to do?
Yes. We're wanting to pay that down so that that's left at about 350.
Okay. I'm trying to
split
think.
It in half, basically.
Got it. No, I totally understand. All right. Well, what we do here is we have short and long-term loans. We only deal with business owners, and we do equipment and capital. As far as the capital goes, we're going to be a little bit more expensive than your the 5% there. Mainly, we deal with businesses that they use our money for like cash flow, inventory, materials, things of that nature. And the reason why I say that is because it's unsecured. So that's why our money is a little bit more expensive. You could use that money to pay off your SBA if you wanted to, but are you doing that because you want to take out more, you need money for operating cash flow? Is that why you want to take that down to 350?
Yeah, actually, kind of our goal right now is because we're in between projects, and a lot of times that we use that line of credit to help cover our accounts receivable.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, yeah, we're looking at reducing that line of credit, having some more available with that, and then having just basically financing and putting on a long-term or short-term loan the half of that amount. And basically,
okay.
It is operating capital.
Okay. What are you guys going to be using it for, like operating? Like, can you expand on that? Like, when you say operating capital, are you just buying new materials?
Basically, it's salaries. We're ramping up our personnel. And the way we're a game development studio. And the way our life cycle is we get contracts, we ramp up. Towards the end of a contract, either we're going into another deal or we have to ramp down and then we go down in personnel or then we ramp back up. So we're at the stage where we're going to have to ramp up, yet the all the cash flow has not come in yet, so we're basically going to need it for personnel costs.
Okay, no, great. This sounds very similar. I helped out a business in the same situation. They used all their line of credit with their SBA loan as well. And what we did is kind of what you guys are looking for. We were able to get them around $350,000. Actually, it was closer to $400,000, but $400,000, and they were able to use that for their payroll as well. And we got them on a 1-year term. So
yes,
it has to make
1-year term.
Yeah,
so we can do that as far as terms, but we're going to be a little bit more expensive. So I just wanted to be upfront about that. I'm not, don't want to surprise you ladies with anything of, that I'm trying to pull one by you. But the reason for that is because it is unsecured. We don't secure anything on the money. We're basically just going to go off your sales. What did you guys do in sales last year?
Let's see, what was our sales? I think it was just under $3 million. I'd have to pull that up, though.
Okay. Well, so basically, to give you an estimate of what we can get you, I can get you anywhere between 10% to 15% of what you guys are doing in sales. Okay. So let's just say $3 million.
If it was $3 million, we could get $300,000 potentially.
Exactly. But 10 to 15. So you may be able to get, you know, 350, closer to 400,000. So that's good. You know, you definitely have it there, that we're able to get you that amount. Because if you're not doing at least $3 million in sales, there's no way I'm going to be able to get you 300,000.
And that is based on past history, not on projections at all. You have to use past history and just last year. We'll look at 2015 alone, and there's no option of looking at additional years.
No, actually how that works, that just kind of gives us a rough estimate. What we really do is look at your last 6 months, okay? So we look at your last 6 months of your bank accounts, and we kind of determine what you guys got coming in as far as cash flow. Because we assume if you guys have good cash flow, you can pay the note back. And obviously we want to earn your business, and we want this to be where you can come to us anytime you need money, and we can get it to you right away. I know with the SBA, you have to go through all kinds of hoops and jumps, and you know what I mean? And it takes forever. For us, we're a very simple process. I can get you an answer in 24, 48 hours, and I can get you funded probably by the end of the week because it's Monday.
I will tell you our last 6 months, because we have been in between, our last 6 months of gross revenues is not reflective of where we're at, just because we're in between projects.
Mm-hmm.
The project that we're actually coming into is a $5 million project.
Wow.
So 1 year, $5 million project.
Yeah, I think it's 14 months, $5 million contract. So that's where it's going to be a little bit of a stretch, because our last 6 months does not show, because we were ramped down because of that.
Okay, but you guys did do close to three in 2015?
We were just looking it up while we were speaking with you, and it's like it's about...
It was 2.3. It was less than that.
Okay, so here's what we can do. What I'll need from you is just a short one-page application of the owner's information on there. Are there two of you that are owners, or is there more than two? How's the breakdown work?
25% for me and 75% for my husband, and we do both have exceptional credit, personal credit, if that's
perfect.
What you get.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to get at. Good. So as long as the credit's good, that'll definitely help out as well. What about time in business? How long have you guys been in business?
That's a good one too. We have been in business, this very company, for 19 years.
Awesome. That'll definitely help out. Okay. Do you guys take credit cards there?
No.
Is it all okay? Good.
We sell to other businesses. Well, we always sell to other businesses.
Got it. Okay. And do you guys have any other loans out besides that SBA KeyBank? Any business capital loans?
We have some equipment financing that's fairly minimal.
Yeah, there's two equipment financing. Also through KeyBank. Secured by collateral.
Okay. Great. Yeah, that shouldn't hurt you at all. How soon are you guys looking to get the money?
As soon as possible.
Okay, so right away. Got it.
This week sounded really good when you said that.
Okay, yeah, we do work fast. So, I mean, that is one of the benefits of, working with us. Have you guys kind of figured out, let's say we're able to get you anywhere between $200,000 to $300,000. Mm-hmm. Have you guys determined what a return would be on that?
What a return would be for ourselves?
Well, on that money. Well, so for example, you're going to be using it for payroll. So by completing or using it for payroll, that's going to basically your return would be whatever your profit is on that project that you got coming up. Is that how you guys are looking at it? Okay.
Yeah, the return on that is going to be over a 14-month period. And the return we're looking at on the project is about $900,000.
Oh, okay, good. I just wanted to make sure it made sense. before we even go forward. Okay, good.
Yeah, and actually, we're looking at paying this off fairly quickly. We just need to get into this new project and get all of that flowing, and we just need a bit of a little bit of a capital here up front.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it sounds like we're going to be a perfect fit for you guys. This is what we do, and we don't have any, like, prepayment penalties as well. So if you guys do pay us off early, I know that some of our programs have a little discount as a prepayment, if you're able to do that.
We would, is this normally interest only with a lump sum payment at the end, or is it a payment that includes principal along the way? How do you structure that generally?
Right. So with us, we don't have an APR. We don't annualize it. We have a set payback amount. So for example, you borrow $200,000, there's a set payback amount of what you're paying back with that $200,000.
I don't along the way.
Exactly.
Okay. Right. Like a mortgage, but a 1-year mortgage.
Exactly. You're exactly right. So
I was just going to ask, like, what generally, I know you don't have an APR, but what generally, is there like an interest rate or something you can
You know, the last business I helped, it ranges anywhere from 10 to 30 cents on the dollar of what you're borrowing. For first-time borrowers, I'm going to be upfront with you guys. We do have from 3 to 36 months, but most of my first-time borrowers are within that 1-year range. And it's probably along the lines, maybe a 15 cents and up, just because you're first-time borrowers. So here's the deal. If you guys love the loan, it works out, you're able to use the money, you make money off of it, and you want to come back, we actually have great renewal programs. We're a customer-based company bank, and we love building the relationship with our customers. So after this first one, if it works out well for you and you need more, you got another big project, we are not going to, you know, we're going to say, you know what, you guys paid us on time, you never had any issues, we want to give you more money and give you a better rate as a returning customer.
So is the rate lessened if we were to go to a 6 months instead of a year?
Great question. Yes, it is. So basically how it would work is I get you an approval. After I get you an approval, we kind of determine the different terms. So I'll say, you know, I got a 6-month program, I got a 12-month program, I got an 8-month program. Here is the breakdown on each program with the payback and the amount borrowed. And then you just kind of select what you want.
Okay.
And the good news is, too, is that when you're halfway in that program, at any point, if you're like, you know what, we need more money, you can come to me and I can get you an additional an amount of money based off what you've taken out currently. So anytime you need more money, as long as you're halfway through the program of paying it back, I can get you an additional loan if you needed it.
Okay.
All right.
So what I could do, I will send out the application to you. What is a good email for me to send this to?
You can send it to my email. It's C. Fisher, C-F as in Frank, mm-hmm. I-S as in Sam, C as in Cat, H-E-R at IdleMinds, IdolMinds.com.
Yes.com. Okay. Now, just to get a little bit of background on the business, you said you're a game developing studio. So what is it exactly that you guys do there? Are you developing software?
Yes. So we've been developing software since 1997, and we began making PlayStation video games and did some Xbox games, and then we've moved into mobile for the past few years, but now we're going back to PC games and console games. So yes, cool. We develop software and sell it to publishers.
Yeah, we don't do, so what happens is we don't do any marketing or distributing of this. So we find a big name publisher who comes in and agrees to basically pay the development fee for the product, for the game, and then they basically take it and then they distribute it, market it, and do all of that. So we have these publishers that will basically agree to funding for the development.
Wow. Okay. You guys sound like you're very busy all the time over there.
We like to be, and we build profit into, obviously, that initial sale. So what they're paying us to make the game, there's a profit in that, and then if the game sells really well, there's generally a royalties agreement within that.
That's awesome. That's really. Do you guys have any past games that you've created that maybe people would know just off the title?
Recently, since we moved into mobile, we didn't ever have like an Angry Birds or one of those that hit really big, so you probably wouldn't have heard of any of our more recent games.
Okay.
But we did have success with a game called Pain that was on PlayStation Network several years ago. That one was quite popular. But our most famous game, unfortunately, was about 15 years ago, and that was a Cool Borders series.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's what most people remember. That was our bestseller. Cool Borders. And that was our bestseller back in 2001, I believe.
Okay, cool. Well, hopefully with the new project coming up, this kind of takes you back into it. Sounds like that's a really big project.
It is, and it's actually a prequel to a big-selling game.
Nice.
So it is kind of a big deal.
Well, good. Well, congratulations on that. That's awesome to hear.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and send this over what I need with the application. How soon do you think I'll be able to get all the information back from you?
So you said it's a one-page application, but it includes that you need business financials and such from the past 6 months.
Exactly. Just for the business checking account, and then I'm going to need the most recent tax return. Did you guys file 2015?
Yes,
we did.
Okay,
good.
I won't need the whole tax return. I just need the first few pages and then Schedule C on the tax return.
The K-1, not the personal tax.
Okay, K-1. Yeah. Well, how are you guys structured? Are you a LLC, corporation?
We're an LLC with the two owners that are my husband and I.
Got it. LLC with two owners. Got it. Perfect. Okay, I'll send that over. The sooner you guys get that back to me, I can get you an approval. And then as soon as I get the approval, we talk about terms. And once we figure out a term you guys like, we just deposit the money in your bank account.
Excellent.
Okay. Sounds good. So hopefully we would be able to get that paperwork back to you by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. No rush. I'm on your timeline. So whatever you guys, whatever the urgency is there, you let me know, and I work as soon as I get it.
Okay.
Great.
Sounds
okay.
Good.
Now, let me verify the email. I got FISCHER@idleminds.com.
Correct.
Yes. All right, great. And I will, who should I address this to?
Christina.
Christina, you got it. All right, Christina and Lucy, it was a pleasure talking to both of you. Would you like to take my direct line here in case you guys have any questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
858-909-88 67, and my name is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Okay, great.
With an H. Jeremiah
was
an H. Okay.
With an H, yeah. Well, it was nice talking to you both, and we'll be in touch soon. I'll send that out in about 5 minutes.
Okay, sounds good, Jeremiah. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.